The joke in Towson is that its town bird is the construction crane. More than half a dozen of them are part of the city's skyline as Towson transforms into what one developer says will rival College Park as Maryland's best college town. WYPR's John Lee reports that there's excitement about what Towson is becoming, but also concern about what all those changes could mean for Baltimore County's county seat.
John, let's walk down here.
Okay.
Brian Gibbons is giving a tour of what's to come at the Towson Row construction site. His company, Greenberg Gibbons, is developing the site as a mix of stores, restaurants, and apartments at the center of town.
The hotel is right there. The retail is here, student housing here, and literally Whole Foods is where that truck is.
Apartments for nearly 700 college students are slated to open in time for them to move in next August. On the other side of the street, housing for several hundred more students is expected to open in 2021, along with 200 additional apartments for non-students and Whole Foods. Throw in some other stores, restaurants, two hotels, offices, and a parking garage, and you have a lot of new construction on 5 acres. Gibbons says that's the idea, to make it dense and walkable. Gibbons says Towson will rival his alma mater for Maryland's best college town.
I love College Park, but it doesn't have the amenities that Towson, you know, the walkable amenities that Towson University is going to have.
The Towson Chamber of Commerce estimates in the last 10 years, more than $1 billion in private money has been invested in efforts to redevelop Towson's aging core. A big chunk of that is Towson Row, which is expected to cost up to $450 million. And Gibbons says Towson Row would not have happened without $43 million in tax credits and grants from the county.
And this clearly is one of the opportunities to have a transformational project, urban, walkable. This is really the development business today.
The tax deal was contentious at the county council. It was ultimately approved in a 4-3 vote nearly 2 years ago. But Towson Row isn't the only thing going up. Just north of it, a different developer is building Circle East, which is slated to open in the spring. It's expected to offer apartments for more than 500 people, as well as more shops and restaurants. County Councilman David Marks says Circle East will radically change how things look along Joppa Road at the traffic circle. Before, there was what Marks called a hollowed-out canyon, a parking lot below the street.
You have people eating outside on benches and tables. It will be a really inviting presence here.
Then there's 101 York between Towson Row and Towson University. It promises housing for more than 600 college students. So, add it up. You could have more than 2,000 people, mostly students, living in what has been almost exclusively a business district that in the past shut down at nights and on weekends, save a few college bars.
So, yeah, $6.95.
And the potential for increased foot traffic has not gone unnoticed by the owners of the Bun Shop, a coffee shop and bakery which opened in March across the street from Towson Row on Chesapeake Avenue. Lam Bui is one of the owners. He says they opened it in Towson because of the growth to come, particularly the influx of students.
Students are our main source of income because we have these long tables and places for them to sit down and get work done.
Nancy Hafford, executive director of the Towson Chamber of Commerce, says there are more than 100 restaurants within a one-mile radius of downtown Towson, with more to come. That's proving to be a draw for people concerned about both crime and parking in the city.
I feel bad for the city, but I know we have people that are coming here more frequently now than they would have typically gone downtown on a Friday or Saturday night.
But some community members are worried that once the construction is finished and all the new people living, shopping, and eating in the area will mean more cars on the roads. Towson rush hour is already no fun. For instance, the intersection of Burke Avenue and York Road is rated a failure because of how long it takes cars to get through it during rush hour. And the 101 York project is close by. The gamble is that the 600 students living there either won't have cars or will keep them parked and walk instead. There are plans in the works for Towson to get a circulator bus in a couple of years, and the county wants to add some bike lanes, but none of that will be ready in the short term. Hafford prefers a glass half-full view of the congestion.
I would much prefer having traffic be an issue than where we were 15, 12 years ago, where nobody was coming here.
Councilman Marks says that in the 90s, Towson fell on hard times, partly because of competition from the newly built avenue at White Marsh.
When I was elected in 2010, there were whole areas of Towson that were derelict.
Marks and others credit Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz, who died last year, with pushing the effort to transform Towson. Towson has 3 hospitals and 2 colleges, so along with the students, they want the employees of those institutions to live there. Mark says that should give it protection from future economic downturns.
We have a lot of employers here that are relatively resistant to recessions, and that's good.
Who else will be renting the new apartments in the Towson of the near future? Nancy Hoffman has been selling real estate in town for more than 30 years. Hoffman predicts it will be mostly young, affluent professionals.
They're coming from downtown. They're in Canton. They're in Fed Hill.
Hoffman says the average household income in Towson is around $109,000. It remains to be seen whether there'll be enough affordable housing for people who want to live in Towson but aren't making anywhere close to 6 figures. Under the terms of a legal settlement, Baltimore County is required to offer incentives for developers to build or rehabilitate 1,000 affordable housing units countywide by 2027. A proposed 56-unit affordable housing project in East Towson is facing objections from nearby residents. It has not yet been approved by the county. At Towson Row, developer Brian Gibbons says the project will have some small, affordable apartments for non-students, but they don't have specifics. Meantime, Gibbons says within the next 6 weeks, construction will begin on the 2 hotels at Towson Row, which are expected to open late next year.
It'll have a shared lobby entrance with a restaurant that's accessible from the street here for the hotel.
For now, Towson feels like one big construction site as crews rumble down York Road. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.